legends, welcome to the first of many special editions of the Fifi, Fev and Byron Catch-Up. It's the Catch-Up podcast. You'll hear all the stories from the Fevolution, my glory days and all the ridiculous crap that went down. Hope you all love it.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Tell us a scintillating story from the world that is Brendan Favola.
I think it was back in about 2006, guys, seven maybe. The great Roger Federer, who just won his 20th Grand Slam, was in town for the Australian Open, and both being Nike boys on the books there, we had a bit of a function down at the Gibb Street Nike store.
Did you?
Yeah. I got to meet Rog and a few other players and a few other Nike ambassadors. Got to meet the great Rog. And I took him on in a game of table tennis. And I rate myself as a table tennis player. I'm very rarely beaten. So I took on Rog, and I was up 6-love.
Roger Federer.
He's a tennis player.
Oh.
I had my chest out. I was rating bigger.
6-love.
I was on. I thought I was great. I was thinking Olympics. Mm. I'm gonna play table tennis. We used to play at the footy club all the time. That's probably why we finished last, because we're too busy playing table tennis all the time. And 6-love, I started giving a bit of cheek to the great man, and he just laughed and went on to win the next 11 points, and I didn't win another one. He put spin on that ball. I was fresh airs. I could not hit the ball at all, and he just laughed at me, shook my hand and walked off, didn't say a word. I was shattered.
I love him more than ever
I was now. Absolutely gutted. I went home, and I don't think I've played too many table tennis games since.
No, but Fev, it was Roger Federer. It's okay to be beaten by him.
He was taking the piss. I reckon he was using his left hand.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up with stories from the Fevolution.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, I'm going to take you back to, I think it was about 2005. So this is archivish.
Oh, yeah, you're going right back.
Is that even a word?
It's from your archives.
Yeah, archivish. Mm. Just a real grouse word, that one. And I'm playing my 100th game. We're playing against Port Adelaide. You have a big week. And the biggest thing about playing an AFL footy club is playing your first game, but then also your 100th game.
Great milestone.
Once you play your 100th game, you get your name in your locker.
Yeah,
and the last person on my locker was Alex Jezelenko. So I've built up for my whole career at that time just to be the next person that gets put under his name. So play my 100th game. I'm not too worried about anything else. I'm just focused on getting my name on the locker, getting a kick.
Right.
And you get an envelope on the Thursday after the last training session with all your tickets in it. Obviously, I got a little bit more extra tickets, so it was a big, it was like I just did a cashie. It was thick. It was a real thick envelope.
Is this so like Ange, your dad, and you know, different family members can come and watch you? Yeah. A
couple of other people.
Great.
And so it's a big fat envelope. And I didn't open it because I wasn't worried about it. I'm thinking we're playing Port Adelaide, playing at the Telstra Dome, should be fine, you know, because you think interstate sides, I'm not going to be playing the MCG, because when does Carlton really play the MCG?
Right.
Not against Port Adelaide.
It's going to be probably a game at Telstra Dome, maybe a 25,000 crowd.
25,000 Sunday at 3.
Gotcha. Yeah, twilight.
Roof shut.
Sure.
Because no one watches and no one cares. So I've rocked up. I've left. I got up early in the morning. We're playing on a Saturday afternoon. And it was quite a drizzly day, so I wasn't too worried, because as a forward, you don't care because it's under the roof.
You know the roof's on.
It's going to be great. Yeah. Not playing at the MCG, get rained on, won't get a kick, I'll hate it and won't want to play.
Telstra Dome, you kicked 12.
Yeah, well, easy. I'm before half time. So I've driven in, gone down Beach Road, got the family in the car. We rock up to the Telstra Dome and I've got the envelope out, and you know you can drive straight down into the car park to get your car park pass out.
So convenient, yeah.
So it's great. So car park pass out. And as I've opened up the envelope, when you play at the Telstra Dome, it's a little white car park pass.
Right.
MCG is like a big purple one. And there was a purple one in there. And I thought, oh, hang on, is this the right envelope? And I've read the ticket, and it says Carlton versus Port Adelaide, round 5, 2015 or 2005.
Five.
MCG 2-10 game. And I went, oh, shit. I am at the wrong ground.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
But then you got to get yourself, down Flinders Street?
Yeah, we're down Flinders Street. Got stuck in stupid traffic out front of the Exhibition Street. Out front of the Flinders Street Station. Got to the MCG, quickly drove under. Was 15 minutes late, and I'm never late to anything, and it really bugged me, but I think I kicked 6 or something.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch up with stories from the Fevolution.
1019 The Fox.
15 years ago, ooh, 2002, went down to the Geelong Cup with a couple of boys.
Mm-hmm.
We drove down, someone drove. Silly boy. He was designated Dave. And anyway, we went to the Geelong Cup and we had a bet and did me nuts. Got on the froths.
What does did your nuts mean?
Yeah, just
blew all your cash?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That's what you do when you're at the races.
Do your nuts?
Because we're not training at the moment. So
yeah,
it's this time of year, the boys are either overseas or they go into all the spring carnival events. So it's the first time I'd ever gone. And the guy I went with, Simon Fletcher, used to play for Geelong. So he's like, the Geelong Cup's a great day. We'll get down there. We've got a big marquee. Mm. Everything's on. Put on. You have to buy a ticket. This is grouse. Went down there and we're having a good day. And then we're on our way home. And Fletch goes, I want to get a tattoo. I've been meaning to get this tattoo. I want to put it on my back. Blah, blah, blah.
What of?
He got like it was like a symbol. It was like he's a surfer. He's the surfy dude. He's very in spiritual sort of style.
Yeah.
And we lived together for a long time, Fletch and I. He was in my wedding party.
Mm.
Good man, good man. He does a lot of leading team stuff now. Worked at the Gold Coast anyway, not part of the story.
Good resume though, very impressive.
We went down to Union Road. There was a tattooist there and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, I'm petrified of needles. I'm like, I can't get a blood test. I pass out still now. Petrified.
Yeah.
He goes, big fella, you get one with me. We'll get one together. No, not getting a tattoo. Don't think, pointless, unless you're getting something that's meaningful.
Mm.
He goes, just get one, mate. Grow a set of them, pretty much. So I paced up and down for 3 hours while he got his tat done, and I picked this tat on my arm.
What?
This crap tat that I've got here. It's barbed wire. It's stupid.
And it's
I'd had a few drinks, so and I've never had more pain. And when I was getting it done, I had a tennis ball in my mouth, biting it.
Ah.
And the guy goes, oh, not a bad tap for your first time because this is the most painful part of your body because there's a lot of loose skin under there.
Just sort of above the, below the tricep there.
Oh, yeah. You've got your few taps.
No, but I know where you're pointing and it's very sensitive.
And I literally bawled my eyes out.
Oh, no.
And have regretted it every day since.
Can I be honest? It's not that bad.
Oh,
I don't mind
bad.
That tat.
I don't like it one bit. That was Geelong Cup Day. 2002.
Your very first tat. I actually like that tat. I mean, the massive Deer Park Premiership.
But no one can, yeah, but no one can see that.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I mean,
but that meant something.
Okay.
I won a flag with a team of mates.
Just a giant
I got this stupid tat because I was forced into it. And I go, oh, just give me that one. You know what that is? Boom.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they're heaps of stories. Stories from
can we just
the
put you on a public record? I don't want to put you on the spot, but Melton South Panthers.
Hey, we didn't win, mate. So
no, but should they win in the future, and you're still obviously part of the management, the coaching.
Where would you put it?
Would you get that one done as well? Put a Melton South one somewhere?
If we won the flag, I would, yes.
Okay, good. Where's left?
Next to the Yarrawonga Pigeons.
No, we're the same colours, so I couldn't do that. I'll probably get it smack bang in the middle of the other two.
Oh, dear me. No room there.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up with stories from the Fevolution.
1019 The Fox.
I got tricked, Byron and Boxy. Mm-hmm. I got an email from a relative. who'd sent me an email via a lawyer. The email come across from Italy.
You've got relatives in Italy, obviously.
Yeah, I do.
Fevola.
And I thought, oh, geez, they invite me over for, you know, a bit of brunch or something over in Italy. But no, I'd won 300, or hadn't won. Someone had passed away in our family. And I got $374 million put into my account.
What?
No.
They put it in your account?
No, they said I had to. So the email said that I've been inherited $374
Have
million.
Have you ever cooked that? Was it really $374
million? $374
million.
And,
did you know the name of the relative?
No, and that is actually spelled F-A-V-O-L-A. They actually spelled it wrong. I thought that might be an Italian thing.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know my last name was Fevola. I thought it was Favola. So I was just, I got hooked. Hook, line and sinker, Boxy. I've told Alex, oh my God, we got this money, blah, blah, blah. She's like, what is it? She's read the email. She goes, it's a scam. I said, it can't be a scam. How would they get my email? How would they know I'm a relative? So I rang the number. I rang the number of the lawyer and I'd spoke to him for about 2.5 hours online.
Did he have an authentic Italian accent?
Yeah, I couldn't understand hardly anything. And he put me on hold for about half an hour. And I'm sitting there and I was sold. I said, oh my God, this is amazing. we're going to get $374 million. We don't have to work anymore.
Did he explain how you were related to this fictional
yeah,
character?
Yeah, because I was the oldest son in our family and there was no one over there. And
who was this person that died?
It had nothing to do with me, Boxy, in the end.
No, he owned half of Italy, whoever it was.
No, but I'm just curious. Surely the lawyer would have said this was your second cousin.
It was my pop's brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there was they couldn't contact any relatives in Italy, so they wanted me to pay some money into a bank.
Had me before that.
Yeah, it was $5,000 I had to put into an Italian account. And I said to Al, get your card out, put the $5,000 in and we make $374 million. And she's like, no, hun, that's not how it works. I said, no, listen, read the email. We had this huge fight. And then after a certain amount of time, Alex said to me, just tell him just to put the money in and then when the money comes in, we'll pay the money out of that. Mm. He didn't want any of that. And then I sort of thought, oh, hang on a second. I've been scammed.
What was his reasoning for you putting in $5,000?
To transfer the money over.
What?
Oh, yeah. Western Union do that, I'm pretty sure, for free.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up with stories from the Fevolution.
1019, The Fox.
So you were talking about cab rides, Byron, and it just flicked a little switch in my little brain.
Yeah. I had a really expensive cab ride on the way back from the Acras. It was like $150 to pack in them. I thought, because I've never lived out there, I'm like, wow, that's a big cab there.
Yeah, so back, this would have been 2001. Me and one of my mates, I was actually injured. I'd done my knee, so I was on crutches. I had I tore a posterior cruciate ligament. Mm. So I was out, and one of his best mates had his 21st back in his hometown, Wagunya, down there somewhere. And,
Wagunya?
Yeah, well, miles.
Did you make that up?
No, down Bush. Yeah, Bush, Bushway. It's near Corowa, rather Glen, near Yarrawonga.
Yeah, there we go. I know those names.
Yeah. And anyway, so we went down and Carlton were playing Port Adelaide in Adelaide and he had some sore groins, so he didn't make the trip. Sore groins. So we went to his mate's 21st.
How many groins does he have?
A groin.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So we went down to his mate's 21st and we had a big night and on the froths. I was on crutches, went down to the main street. Never been down there before. This is a great, great place. I was having so much fun.
Wait, was it Wagunya?
No, Wagunya. Wagunya. Yep. Wawa. Never been to Wawa.
No.
Anyway, so we wanted to go out. So we thought we'd go to Albury.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Albury. Got to Albury and everything sort of shut down. So his girlfriend at the time lived in Shepparton.
Mm.
So we caught, or we get our Wangaratta. So we caught a cab.
I'm all over.
So where is this story happening?
So Wangaratta. I've got to get me an atlas.
So we're in a cab. So it's in the bush. It's a long way. It's not like we're going Richmond to.
No.
All right. We've been everywhere in this rave.
Yeah. So we're in Wagunya.
Okay.
We're in a maxi.
Where was Shepparton and Albury and Yarrawonga at this stage?
Nowhere. I was just that was just telling you where it was.
You've got to stop throwing out names. Well,
we're in Wagunya.
Okay, we're in Wagunya.
Then we went to Albury. Everything was shut.
Yep. How far is that from Wagunya?
Oh, it's a good hour.
Solid. Okay.
It's a good hour.
And that was vital to the story, if I'm to air check you on the fly.
It was a good hour.
Okay.
And then everything was shut. So we went from Albury back to Wang, and that's about...
Wangaratta or Wang?
Wangaratta.
Okay,
Wang.
Got it.
Made us country folk.
Yeah, okay.
Abbreviate.
Yeah, a lot of abbreviations to the point we don't know where you are.
Anyway, so we're talking about expensive rides. So this was about $250 cab ride. And because I was on crutches, the footy club had given me cab charge cards.
Yes, okay.
So we paid with the cab charge. You got a sign.
Yeah.
So me and my mate thought we'd be smart asses and we'd signed our name with our number, you know, like our signature, footy signature. Ha, heroes. Handed it over. Anyway, got back to the club on Monday. We're doing our recovery. We get called into Colin Kinnear, who was our chief football operations manager.
Mm.
Gets both of us in. We thought, what's going on here? Just two young bucks. You know, probably give us a pump up. We sit down and he said, what did you boys do on the weekend? I said, mate, I was home all weekend. Obviously, icing my knee because I can't, you know, I want to get everything right so I can come back and play senior footy. Anyway, me mate goes, my groins. I was icing my groins. And then he pulled out a receipt from the cab place and said, well, what's this? And it had both our signatures on it for $250. Whoops-a-daisy.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up with stories from the Fevolution.
1019, The Fox.
I'm going to go back to the real back catalogue 3 days ago.
Okay. Traditionally, they're a story from the past, but okay, fresh one.
Yeah,
okay.
We're just going 3 days ago. So I had the Melton South Best and Fairest last Thursday night, which was a week ago. And I brought some raffle tickets. and the raffle tickets, the prize was a $500 gift voucher at Coles.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got up to, as a coach, and I've given out all the trophies, and they said, Fev, stay up there to draw out the raffle. So I've picked out the raffle number, and I've won. It was my number.
Oh.
But I threw it away. I threw it away and said, I can't take that.
Sure, good, good.
I brought $100 worth, by the way. So there's a few of my tickets in there. I drew out another one, and it was me.
Oh.
So they said, you need to take it. So I drew out the second one, and then grew out the third one, and it was me again. And I said, no, I can't. But then, anyway, so I got $500 worth.
So were you drawing them out?
Yeah.
Were you just going for the ones on top? You've got to, like, dig around when you're going in.
No, for the second time, I chucked half of them out and then went to the bottom and then I pulled myself out again. But I bought, like, three books.
So
you're like a sperm donor that meets his 40 children.
Yeah, sister. It's a new show coming out. So they gave me $500 worth of Coles vouchers.
Wow.
And they're all in $20.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, okay.
So there's
how many vouchers is that?
Well, you do the year four maths on that.
We'll work that out, Boxy.
I don't know. Five divided by two.
Oh, come on, Thief.
I'm going to
say 25.
Well, it's 100 on five.
I'm going to say there's about literally 50 of them. There's a heap.
Well, that's not literally. How many?
$500 worth of $20 vouchers.
So five times five.
Oh, 25. Ed was right.
Why did you not listen? Do I win a voucher?
There's 25 of them. I've got a couple left.
Okay.
But I went to the Coles down there at Brighton the other day to buy some food because I need to buy some food because I'm doing something at the moment and I need to get some healthy stuff. And so I went down there and then I've lined up and I've got a crap load. I've got $361 worth of groceries.
Whoa.
So I'm standing there and they're zipping him through and Anthony Hudson, the football player, Hutto, he's standing there and I'm having a chat and, small talk when you're talking to someone. You're like, oh, I've got nothing left.
Yeah.
Thank God they're about to go through the last. Yes, 300. So I've given her all the cards. She has to go through every card one by one and scratch the barcode off, swipe it, put the number in. It took a half an hour. That small talk got very awkward.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch up with stories from the Fevolution.
101.9 The Fox.
I used to have a place in Echuca down at Maroul Caravan Park and I took Schnooksy and Mia down there and...
When you say you had a place, like a holiday house?
Yes, just down there on the that's banks nice. Of the Murray, which was very nice.
When did you invest in that?
Oh, geez, not part of the story.
When you were living in Yarrawonga, that's what I'm saying?
No. I lived in Yarrawonga like 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
This is seriously 12, 13 years ago, Boxy.
Okay.
So we thought Alex is a lover of horses and she used to ride track work down at Cranbourne and she used to go down the stables. She was had her own little pony. She loves horses. So we thought we'd go for a bit of a ride on some horses out in the outback because that's what they do. They do little rides. Yeah. So anyway, we rock up to the place and we got Mia's obviously got a little pony to ride on and you get the form to fill out. It just says experience. So it just says if you're a novice or... So Alex had written down every single time she'd ridden in Pony Club. She'd written down track work.
We get it, Alex. You're good.
And I lost it. And the lady's like, oh, no, just whether you're an expert or... So she's written down her whole bio. She needed more paper. And then I thought, I've been a bit of a prankster. I'd never ridden a horse before. So it was the first time I've ever ridden a horse. I wrote back extra on Man from Snowy River. And then the lady started
when
quizzing me.
When you were
me.
Two?
The lady started quizzing me.
Very good point.
So she puts me on this big, big brute of a horse. And I was fine. I'm like, this is great. Alex is on a beautiful horse. Me is on a little pony. The lady's gone out. We're cruising around the banks of the Murray. It was actually really beautiful.
Mm.
And we were just trotting. And then the lady goes, okay, let's get into a canter. I'm like, oh, what's a canter? Yep. And they took off. So I've given the big boy a bit of a kick, and he's pig-rooted me straight off. Buck me off. And in our contracts in footy, you're not allowed to ride horses, you're not allowed to ski.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, you've won a Coleman medal at this point. This is 05.
Yeah, 05, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he's straight into a tree. I've hit a tree and got grazes all down my arm, all down my leg. And the lady turned around and goes, extra old man from Snowy River. Really? And I'm in pain. I'm laying on the ground. Alex has lost it. They're all laughing at me. And I'm like, she goes, you've got to get back on the horse. So there's no way I'm getting back on that horse. I'm absolutely petrified. And she goes, no, if you don't get back on now, you'll never get on a horse. So I got back on the horse and then we went for a little trot, but then I got off. But never be a smart ass around animals, Boxy.
No, I know, but also, Fev, But I reckon I know this. I've only ever done really, you know, the pony rides at the Royal Melbourne Show. But if you say you're experienced, she they put you on the experienced horses.
Yeah, I didn't realise that, did I, until she fucked me off. Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution.
No, they're heaps of stories. Stories from the have you mentioned that to any Carlton officials? Is that something you've shared publicly?
It was actually over Christmas. So by the time we went back, about January 3rd, I think we went back, and I still had a few grazes, and I said, oh, geez, New Year's Eve. Three too many coffees. Fee, Fee, Dev and Byron. Fee, Fee, Dev and Byron.